الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, and also those listening over receivers, in this ayatul kareema which was recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reason for which He has created man and jinn. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question: أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. What, O insan, do you think we have created you in vain, without any purpose, in futility? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And that you will not return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this ayah we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created man in vain, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man for a specific purpose. And in this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what that purpose is. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala has created man and jinn for the ibadah of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as some mufassirin mentioned, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُوا, that they may recognize Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So from this we understand, from the second tafsir, that that person who attains the ma'rifah and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has fulfilled the purpose and objective for which he has been created. In other words, this person has succeeded. That person may not have achieved much in this dunya, but if he gained the ma'rifah and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is successful. On the other hand, if a person attained plentiful in this dunya, but he did not attain the ma'rifah and he did not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has failed. And that was not the purpose for his creation. In fact, everything that we see around us, the entire world and its contents, has been created for man. As we hear always in the Jummah khutbah, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. That this dunya has been created for you, but you have been created for the akhirah. So now the question arises that if the dunya has been created for us, then what are we supposed to do? How is it created for us? So here we will look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to understand. An important point, that to understand the Qur'an al-Kareem, the ayah of the Qur'an al-Kareem, we have to understand it by looking at the explanation given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person says, ulama ikram explain, if a person says that I will only follow the Qur'an and nothing else, and he refuses to follow the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is the unanimous opinion of the ulama that that person is out of the fold of Islam. A person has to follow both Qur'an and hadith. And then to understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to understand it like how the sahaba ikram understood it. Because we must realize and understand that the Qur'an al-Kareem and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reached us in a chain from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by the sahaba ikram, and then by the tabi'een and tabi tabi'een, and then the chain continues until it comes to us, to our ulama ikram. So a person cannot jump the chain and ignore the chain. Because the sahaba ikram, they understood the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we find many people are going astray, because they are opening books of hadith and they are trying to understand the hadith without looking at the explanation that the ulama ikram give. We must understand that certain ahadith were mentioned in the initial stages of Islam, And on the other hand, there are other hadith which were mentioned on the latter stages of Islam. Laws were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gradually. Certain things may have been permissible initially in Islam, but later in Islam those things were no longer permissible. We know the laws of hijab were revealed gradually. The law with regard to alcohol was revealed gradually. And eventually it was made haram. Now if we just give a hypothetical example, if a person, for example, he picks up a book of hadith and he sees there that some companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to drink alcohol. And now he comes to the conclusion that, see, the Sahaba ikram, they were drinking alcohol. Why are the ulama saying that it is haram? Now it is a lack of knowledge, because that was a thing that happened in the initial stages of Islam, before wine was made haram. But we know that later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbidden wine and made it haram. So therefore it is very important to understand the ahadith and to understand the Quran and Kareem, like how the Sahaba ikram understood it and how our ulama ikram explained to us. Similarly, the tafsir of the Quran and Kareem, a person who makes tafsir of Quran and Kareem from his own side without having the necessary qualifications, then there is severe warnings for that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that that person who speaks with regards to the Quran, he gives his opinion with regards to the Quran, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارُ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, then that person should prepare his abode in the fire of Jahannam. Ulama-i kiram have laid down certain laws and rules and regulations that a person to become a mufassir, he needs to know at least 15 branches of knowledge, from the ilm of nahwa, Arabic grammar, and so on. Then he has to know the reason for which the ayah was revealed, the asbab and nuzul, what were the background, the surroundings, condition, the background for which that ayah was revealed, and many, many other sciences of Islam the person has to be an expert in. And then only that person can make tafsir of the Quran and Kareem. Then too, that tafsir must not be against the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It must not contradict the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person has to follow the ulama-i kiram, and he has to follow the sahaba-i kiram, and he has to follow the a'imma, our imams. It is very, very essential. So in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that this dunya has been created for a purpose, and what is that purpose? Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. That this dunya is in fact a plowing land and a farm for the akhirah. As Mu'adh Zulfiqar mentioned the other night, Damat Barakatuhum, and he said it beautifully, that that person who works in this dunya, then he will rest in the qabr, and he will enjoy in the akhirah. And how true it is. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. That whoever desires the akhirah, and he makes the necessary effort, he works for that akhirah, then Allah Ta'ala says his effort will be appreciated. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that person. So this dunya has been created for us to make our akhirah. And this is very, very essential. So we find that our whole purpose for creation was to make the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find, respected elders and brothers, we are in the month of Sha'ban, and it is on every person's lips that the month of Ramadan is around the corner. Now for some people, that is a statement which depicts their enthusiasm, their zeal, their excitement that alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is coming. And for some like us, then there is a certain amount of negativity that the month of Ramadan is coming, the days will be long, and we have to stay away from food, and we have to stand up in Taraweeh. But the quality of a true mu'min, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this quality, that we should have that zeal and enthusiasm, and we should look forward to the month of Ramadan, and we should look forward to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this can be clearly seen in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan, O Allah, grant us barakah in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and let us reach the month of Ramadan. And what was the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to live longer to see the month of Ramadan? Was it because he had love for this dunya? Was it because he wanted to enjoy the pleasures of this dunya? No, it is obvious. It was that he wanted to increase in his investment in the akhirah. That is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to live to see the next Ramadan. But our condition, and Allah Ta'ala forgive us, is that we want to live longer so that we enjoy the pleasures of this dunya. And we do not want to die. So there is that love for dunya, and we dislike death. And when these two qualities enter the ummah, then inevitably we will become vulnerable. And that is one of the many reasons why we find the ummah has become very vulnerable. In one hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Rasulullah ﷺ mentions that yushikul umam an tada'a alaykum kama tada'a al-akilatu ila qas'atiha. The gist of the hadith, that a time will come when the nations, the kuffar, they will invite one another, they will call one another, they will encourage one another to destroy the ummah. Just like how a person partaking of food, he invites the others and says, come join me, enjoy the food. So Sahaba Ikram, they inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ. Ya Rasulullah, will it be because we are a small number? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied in the negative, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ كَثِيرٍ. In fact, you will be a large number. But وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَى كَغُثَى السَّيْلِ. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that you will be like, as Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi explains, ma yahmiluhu sail min zabadin wa wasakh, that you will be like that foam which the flood water carries, and that dirt which the flood water carries, many twigs and a lot of foam, but it is of no use. Wa la yanzi'anna Allah min suduri aduwwikum al mahaba, and Allah Ta'ala will have removed the awe and the fear from the hearts of your enemy. In other words, the enemy will have no fear for the mu'mins. They will become very bold and daring towards the Muslimin and the Muslim ummah. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِهُمُ الْوَهْنِ, and Allah Ta'ala will have placed wahn in your hearts. Now what is this wahn? This was exactly the question which the Sahaba Ikram inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala reward them. They said, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا الْوَهْنِ, what is this wahn? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ, it is the love of dunya and the dislike for death. When these two qualities enter the Muslim ummah, then we become weak and we become vulnerable. So respected elders and brothers, indeed we should yearn to see this month of Ramadan. And we should not wait, because we do not know whether we will see the next month of Ramadan. We see people leaving and dying every day. I was reading in one book, it is mentioned that they say that in this world, every day, or every hour rather, approximately 6,178 people die every hour. People of all ages and for various reasons. But the amazing thing is that each and every one of us, we don't think that we are going to be the next person, or the next hour could be my name. Once Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held my shoulder and he said to me, that kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb aw aabir sabeel. Oh Ibn Umar, remain in this dunya as if you are a stranger or a traveler, passerby. A person is traveling, if he's going from here to Johannesburg, if he stops at the garage, then he uses those facilities, but he does not become engrossed in that dunya. And he carries on. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he used to always say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ, that when the evening comes, do not wait for the morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ, and when the morning comes, do not wait for the evening. وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ, and take from your health for your ill health, for your sickness. وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ, and take from your life for your akhirah, for the life after death. In Hadith al-Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, أَلْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Truly smart and intelligent is that person who controlled his nafs, he controlled his carnal desire, وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, and he made amal for the life after death. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person is truly smart. A poet says very, very beautifully, he said, تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي إِذَا جَنَّ لَيْلٌ هَلْ تَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. He says, make taqwa your provision for the akhirah. Try and increase your provision of taqwa in this world for the akhirah. Because he says, إِذَا جَنَّ لَيْلٌ فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي إِذَا جَنَّ لَيْلٌ هَلْ تَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. Because you do not know when the night falls whether you will live till Fajr. He says, فَكَمْ مِنْ فَتَنْ أَصْبَحَ وَأَمْسَى ضَاحِكَ وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي. He says, how many young people there were who were smiling in the morning or smiling in the evening, but they did not realize that the kafan was already being prepared. وَكَمْ مِنْ صِغَارٍ يُرْتَجَى طُولَ عُمْرِهِمْ. And he says, how many young people there were who had great, great hope of living long lives. وَقَدْ أُدْخِلَتْ أَجْسَامُهُمْ ظُلْمَةَ الْقَبْرِ. And before they knew it, their bodies were already being placed in the darkness of the qabr. وَكَمْ مِنْ عَرُوسٍ زَيَّنُوهَا لِزَوْجِهَا وَقَدْ قُبِضَتْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ ظُلْمَةَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. And how many a bride there was who was being beautified for her husband, but she did not even realize it. The couple did not even realize it. That is already destined for them to be taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says further, وَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيْهٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ. How many healthy, fit people there were who died without any sickness or any illness. وَكَمْ مِنْ سَقِيمٍ عَاشَ حِينًا مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. And how many sick people there were who lived for many, many years. So respected elders and brothers, intelligent and truly smart is that person who makes amal and action now. The time to change is now. As Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, he mentions that whenever you tell a person that change your life, so then he says, Maulana, I'm not ready now. So he says, he asked the question, then when will you be ready? Before death or after death? So the person replies that before death, inshallah. So he says, when is that death? He said, I don't know when the death is coming. So he says, when you do not know when your death is coming, then the time to change is now. So respected elders and brothers, we find ourselves in the month of Sha'ban. Let us take maximum advantage of this month of Ramadan, of this month of Sha'ban, preparing ourselves physically, preparing ourselves mentally, and more importantly, preparing ourselves spiritually for the month of Ramadan. An interesting incident I read with regards to preparing ourselves and preparing for the life of Akhirah. In the time of Harun al-Rashid, Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, a person by the name of Bahlul lived in the time of Harun al-Rashid. He was renowned for his worldly foolishness. And this is probably the reason why Harun al-Rashid had entered him into his court, because his foolishness was a source of entertainment for the people of the court. So once Harun al-Rashid went to him and he gave him, presented him a walking stick. And he gave him the walking stick and he said to him that this walking stick is meant for the most foolish person in the world. And he said to him, if you find any person more deserving than yourself, then please pass it on. After many years, Harun al-Rashid became very, very sick and very, very ill. So Bahlul came to visit him. And Bahlul came in front of Harun al-Rashid, and Harun al-Rashid complained to him and he said that no medical treatment seems to work now and my condition has greatly deteriorated. Now I see my final journey ahead of me. So Bahlul asked him that, where are you going? So he said, I'm going to the other world. So he said to him, when are you coming back? How long are you going? So he said, Bahlul, no one ever comes back from that world. So he said to him, you must have made extensive preparations for that journey. You must have sent troops to wait for you when you reach that destination, to welcome you, to see to your needs. So Harun al-Rashid replied to him, Bahlul, you have to go alone to that destination. And he said, no, I haven't made any preparations for that journey. Immediately Bahlul said, Amirul Mu'mineen, you are that person that even if you undertake a small journey for a few days, you make extensive preparation, you send out troops to wait for you when you reach that destination, and now you are going to a place where you will live forever, and you have not made any preparation. He says, Amirul Mu'mineen, I think I have found the person who is more deserving of that walking stick you gave to me many years ago. So respected elders and brothers, we too prepare ourselves for our various journeys. If we intend to go from here to Johannesburg or to Cape Town, we prepare, we plan our journey out. Now what about that journey which you will undertake and never return back? If a person is going somewhere to move and live forever, the preparations are much more intense. What about the preparation for the Akhirah, our eternal and final abode? Allah Ta'ala reminds us time and again in the Quran Kareem with regards to our final abode and our final destination. Let us not allow the environment, and let us not allow our friends and our family members to influence us. Remember, we all have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and everyone will have to account for his own sin and for his own actions. Allah ta'ala is giving us opportunity upon opportunity. The 15th of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'a, is a night for calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a night for turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not wait for a difficulty to afflict us. Unfortunately, our condition is this, that when any calamity afflicts us, then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, who else can we turn to? But a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person that even in good conditions and in difficult conditions, his connection is always with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this clearly in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest example for us. That in the saddest moment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, ulama ikram explain, was during the journey of Taif. We all know the background of Taif and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was injured, he was mocked at, he was sworn at, he was disgraced, he was insulted. At that time he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who understand the Arabic language, and if you read those words, it really moves you. And we can understand how it must have moved the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where he calls unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Ya Allah, just few of the words, he said, Ya Allah, to you do I complain of my weakness and of my loneliness in the eyes of people. And further on he says, Ya Allah, who are you turning me over to? Are you going to hand me over to a harsh enemy who will be hard to me and harsh to me? Or Ya Allah, are you going to hand me over to a close friend who will look after my affairs? And look at the words. And then we look 13 years later in Hajjatul Wida, the final pilgrimage, when before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands 124,000 Sahaba ikram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission has been accomplished. A moment of great happiness. But then too, the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes, he says, Ya Allah, I am a lowly servant, I am a sinful servant, I am completely low, I am helpless, I am before your door. So look at the connection that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us build that connection in this month of Sha'ban, and especially in the month of Ramadan. Let us not waste a single second in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to value this month of Sha'ban, to value the night of Bara'a, and to value the month of Ramadan. And may Allah ta'ala make us of those who complete the month of Ramadan completely forgiven. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.